It's 41 degrees with sunshine outside our studios in Urbana at 8:56. And time to check on commodity markets this morning. We bring in Bill Mayer from Strategic Farm Marketing here in Champaign. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Brian.
Well, we just heard some of the outside markets. Stocks a little bit lower to start the day. What are the commodities looking like so far?
Well, we're mixed here with corn and wheat higher and beans lower here this morning, Brian. We have May corn right now at 379 3/4. That's up 3.5 cents. The December corn is at 401 1/2. That's up 2 3/4. On the soybean side, we have May beans at 907 1/4, down 3 1/4, and November beans at 941 1/4. That's down 3 1/2. The wheat's kind of made a nice breakout here this week. It's May wheat's up 5 cents right now at 471 1/2, and the new crop July wheat there is at 475 1/2, up 4. For the week, we've got the corn up about 6 1/2, almost 7 cents for the week. The wheat's up about 9 cents for the week right now, and the soybeans are actually down at the current time about 2 cents for the week. So we've got three things going on here this morning, main things. There was an announcement that China had came in and bought 300,000 metric tons of corn. That's the people really are, the traders really are asking, you know, is this just the beginning of more to come? Right now we currently have China out using, or they're using about 2.1 billion bushel more corn than they're producing on an annual basis. So, you know, are they going to start coming here and taking some of this? I think the common thought is that they'd like to get an agreement done first on the trade situation before they do. But I think they were, just from some anecdotal evidence in the trade, I think they're needing to get some stuff booked here pretty bad and decide to go ahead and come in and get this done. So that's the first thing, and that's really helped the corn market, of course. The other thing is we have the weather, and we're getting more and more concerns about the weather. The NOAA came out yesterday and warned about historic widespread flooding through May, and that's in the market. People, of course, are concerned about prevent plant, and just it's just typically with a wet spring, pushed more acres towards beans and less to corn, and we really need the opposite to happen. The other thing that we've got is the funds are short the corn market, almost record levels here. Still overnight, last night, the estimates were they're still about 230,000 contracts short. So I think that's why we've kind of got the corn gaining on the beans right now. The bean-corn ratio is at about a 2.5-month low. With the current situation that we have with corn up here about 3.5 and beans down. We need to hold this market into the close. If we can hold the corn market into the close somewhere in this 2 to 3 higher range or better, I think we can look at this week as maybe a breakout here to the upside. But, of course, it'll depend on what happens in the weather side of it.
All right, Bill, thanks a lot for the update.
Yep, thank you.
That's Bill Mayer joining us from Strategic Farm Marketing in Champaign. 41 degrees right now outside our studios at 9 o'clock. Stay with us. Coming up next, it's 2 hours of 1A, followed by statewide. Meteorologist Andrew Pritchard says mostly sunny skies today, a high of 50 degrees, north wind at 5 to 15 miles per hour. Clear skies tonight, dropping to a low of 26 degrees, a north wind around 5 miles per hour. Mostly sunny for the day tomorrow, and we'll get up to a high of 52 degrees. This is Illinois Public Media, WILL AM 580 and WILL FM 90.9 HD3 Urbana. It's 9 o'clock.